This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. And what a day it is. What a day we're having. Busy and just so doggone fun. I love the fact I feel this energy like the world's like saying, okay, let's get back to work. And obviously, we've been doing that for the last year from the confines of our home, but it just feels different to me. And hello, Adrian Chenault. How are you?
I am good. Can you hear me? I hope.
Yeah, perfect. You're great. What's
all right, going on, good. Man? I am just so I'm so happy to be here, and I think you're right. I think that the sun has come back out. The energy is only increasing, and I'm very happy to be here. And I've really been looking forward to this conversation. So today is going to be awesome.
Okay, here's why I love this guy. Because Sean Murphy's the guy that introduced me to him, and Sean said, if you don't get this guy and become friends with him, and he's got this mastermind, and Sean says, if you're not in his mastermind, you're an idiot. And I go, okay, well, I don't have any money, but I also am an idiot. And I actually talked to our guest about that mastermind, and it is something I'm so envious of, especially in light of what happened last weekend that he's going to tell you guys about. And then Ron Henley comes out of the cheap seat and came with a bigger endorsement of him than even Sean did. And it's been going on before the show. We were talking about how many people love this guy, and that's the case. And what you need to do right now is go to KyleWilson.com and look around a little bit and get to know him a little and know that at the end of this show, he's actually going to give you something for free. So this is an unbelievable day. I'm extremely excited to talk to him. He's already taught me a ton. I already had most of the Jim Rohn stuff, and what he did was filled it in with me and sent me a bunch of stuff that was unbelievable. And this is the man who really, you know, Jim Rohn was a total force within himself, but everybody needs somebody to put that big statue on a bigger pedestal, and Kyle did that and never took any credit for it. And it astounds me who this human being is. Kyle Wilson, how are you, buddy?
Tom, thanks so much. I definitely took credit for it, and gladly so. And yeah, Jim, what a phenomenal marriage we had for 18 years. And, you know, he certainly changed my life, has changed so many people's lives. It's an honor to be here today. And yeah, all the names you shared, they're all great friends.
So before we get there, your daughter fell off a horse.
No, I don't really want to go through
that. You don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, those are family conversations.
That breaks my heart, and I just want to let you know that I want some people praying for you.
No, thank you.
I should have asked you that first.
No, I always share transparently about myself, but then when it's other people, I'm careful. Yeah.
Makes nothing but sense. You guys, there's a lot going on out there. Boulder, Colorado, obviously, you saw what happened up there. That's 15 miles from me. I went up there on Sunday, looked at those people standing there in shock and stunned silence, just wondering what's happening to this world. And I saw some Asian people got the crud beat out of them again today. And I just want you to understand, here's the humans I love. It's called all humans. And if you can just live with that, you know, there's bad people of every race, religion, and creed, and political party, but all of you, just love like crazy, then love more. It's going to be a better world. Adrian, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that message is more important than ever. And I think that love is, you know, this is so cliche, but love is a verb, right? Like that is not a passive thing. It's not, yes, tolerate everybody, but loving people is much more than just passively tolerating them or doing no harm. It's, you know, what we're out there trying to do is to actually contribute into the lives of everybody and to want the best for everybody around us. And, you know, horrible things like what happened in Boulder, Colorado last week are just, you know, reinforce that that's a more important thing for each one of us to see as an active role we need to take than ever.
Yeah, that's unbelievable stuff. So how'd you meet Jim Rohn? Why did he choose you as the mentee? That's an amazing story. Why don't you start there? Where were you before Jim Rohn? How did you see such an unbelievable force and a place in his life for you? It almost reminds me of that guy that was so committed to work for Thomas Edison so many years ago. Same exact story. How did that all come about? That's just phenomenal to me.
Thank you for that question, because it really has a lot of underlying teachings and principles to it. So my story, Tom, is, and I'll be brief with this, but I grew up in a small town, never went to college, got in a lot of trouble, made some changes at age 19, started my first real business. You know, I was always a very industrious kid. I'm going around the neighborhood selling things, similar story to many entrepreneurs. But at age 19, started my first blue-collar business. By age 26, I really felt the tug to move to Dallas, to a bigger marketplace. I sold everything, moved to Dallas, and little did I know, very serendipitously, and it's amazing, every interview I do, like on my podcast with everyone, there's these serendipitous stories. But, you know, within a year, I attended a seminar, ended up, I was looking for an opportunity, so I took a job as one of the sales guys. And it was really terrifying, Tom, because the two things were, number one, I'd have to make 100 cold calls a day. Now, that was less terrifying than to the fact that if I booked them, I then had to come in and speak at a sales meeting of either real estate people or car dealerships, or, you know, some people that weren't necessarily just going to be loving that I'm there to give them a presentation about how they can do better than try and sell them tickets to a seminar. But that was terrifying to even think about speaking in public, but I felt such a call to do it. And so I actually became really good at it. Within a year, I'm the top sales guy. Eventually, I go out on my own because that model was broken, that, you know, the particular guy's working for. And I had a mantra. It's like, I want to get 2,000 people in a room. And so within a couple of years, I was going into a new city every 70, 80 days, and I would fill up a room. And I would hire Jim Rohn, hire Brian Tracy, hire Og Mandino to speak. And then in 1993, Jim and his business partner broke up. And I think, you know, Jim said, hey, you know, we're 400,000 in the hole. And so for the next event, let's do the next event this way. And I said, hey, Jim, I'm a pretty good seminar promoter. I think you're the best speaker in the world. I would love an exclusive opportunity to work with you. Now, keep in mind, I knew going back to the Tony Robbins days, you know, Jim would talk about adventures and achievement, that after that was 800,000 in the hole, they shut that down. And now he's telling me his partner owes him 400,000. I know Tommy's not looking for a partner, so I said, here's what I would love to do. It'll be my company. I'll pick up the tab. I'll hire the team. I'll pay you off the top, but I do need an exclusive. So we shook hands, and we had a handshake for 10 years before I finally put it on paper, but for 10 years we had a handshake. And that first year, I took him from 20 speaking engagements, because he was doing a lot with Herbalife, but public events – he was doing about 20 dates at 4,000 a speech. That first year took him to 110 dates at 10,000, then eventually 25,000. Now check this out. I came to find out, it's like, wow, Jim Rohn is the gateway drug to personal development. I mean, people would hear Jim and go, you know, doctors would join Amway, then leave Amway, but they left with Jim Rohn changing their life. And so I now had, you know, I created this machine. We got Jim Rohn. We got his message. We're taking him to companies. So then I started another company called Your Success Story. And this is the connecting the dots most people don't understand. When I talk about Brian Tracy and Les Brown, is within a year, I'm now taking Brian Tracy and Les Brown and Mark Victor Hansen, Dennis Waitley to those same companies. And that's why when Eric Worre and Jeff Olson called me in 1993 about Jim and they started TPN, I was able not only to bring Jim in, but I brought in Brian and Les and Mark and, you know, all these speakers. and promoters. And so, you know, there were some cool things that happened, but one of the things that happened that first year, and it's this thing called the wheel, you know, Jim, 1993, I get the legend, and it's how do you work with the legend? So I drew a circle on a sheet of paper and I put spokes, and each spoke was a product or service Jim had. And we could talk about this later if you want, but I'll just cut to the chase and say, this little quote book, which went on to move 6 million copies, was the answer to fill in the equation of what one thing would knock down all the dominoes. And it was built on Jim's secret sauce of being such a wordsmith and his ability to say amazing things. And so I created that. And I created one for Brian Tracy, one for Mark Victor Hansen, Zig Ziglar, and moved a couple of million of those, and the race was on. And so that was all kind of, it started in 1989, becoming a promoter, and then 93, partnering with Jim, and then starting your success store soon after.
Holy mackerel. What do you think of that, Adrian?
Were you 12 when this all started?
You know, it's 27, and it happened fast. Wow. You know, you can't see it all, but over 300 intellectual properties I was able to create during that time with Jim and Dennis Waitley and Brian Tracy and multiple others. And, you know, it was over a 20-year-plus period of time. But I do feel like, Jim, this is a great lesson. There's multiple great lessons, but one is that, you know, Jim, again, was this personal development guy that was, I think, the best speaker in the world, but people didn't know him. So nothing changed other than the strategic approach, right? So strategy is important, finding that one thing that's going to knock down the dominoes. And so I think that was a big key to the shift, right? The message didn't change. He didn't change, but the approach to the marketplace.
Wow. Well, here's what I will tell all of you is you've heard it, every one of those guys, Les Brown, Mark Victor Hansen, Brian Tracy, Jim Rohn, and you keep always wondering what that common denominator with all these people showing up is, and you never really believe there's a human being in the center of that wheel that's absolutely driving the show, and you're talking to him today. And
well, I can't take credit for that.
Of course I can. So here's the deal.
I can, but the other.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to be that kind of connector, because this guy can connect anybody with anybody, but so can you. That's what you have to know. She or he who has the best connections win. So we're going to take a little break, and we might just talk about that during the break. But this is the Network Marketing Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson, for hosting us for 12 years. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. I hope you are having a phenomenal day. I am telling you, this guest we've got today, go to KyleWilson.com. And half of you can't spell that, so I'm going to spell it. KyleWilson.com. D-O-T-C-O-M. So here's the reason you're going, is because all these people that I am in love with over the years with those little pamphlets, he's the common denominator behind all that. And I want you to think about that a little bit, of how many nights you've gone to bed with that by your bedside table, thinking, you know, all I got to do is plant a good thought in my head, wake up with that thought, and I'm going to have a better day. Little did I know, I owed it to Kyle Wilson. I love you, buddy. Thank you, KyleWilson.com. You're unbelievable.
Thank you, Tom.
Adrian, what's the next question for this guy?
I'm flabbergasted, and I just put it up on the screen. Eric Worre just said, the world owes Kyle a debt of gratitude. That's pretty cool right there.
It's true.
Very, very true.
Eric helped me get the message out. So when I was working with him and Jeff back at TPN, you know, I think they bought 100,000 of the Jim Rohn quotes, if not more. They helped me. You know, here's a great lesson. If you have advocates, you have to empower your advocates to promote you. And so when I created the quote book, which Eric remembers well, you know, I thought, how can I empower the Jim Rohn fans? Because Jim, his secret sauce was his being an incredible wordsmith. And so this was a marketing tool, but it follows the principles of making it easy for your advocates to promote you. And Eric, I remember buying so many Challenge to Succeeds, so many quote books, booking Jim at all the events. So he really played a major role in helping me just make this thing move fast. And so I love Eric. He's a good longtime friend. I remember, this is another great example of why I love to give away books. Eric sent me back in 93 or 94 like the whole Ayn Rand collection of books, including Leatherbound. Amazing, right? And 28 years later, I still talk about it. So I always say, give away books, sign books, give people a book because they'll never throw it away. It'll go in their bookshelf. They'll think of you every time they see it. And so, again, he set the example for me way back when.
Well, here you go. What you guys don't know about me is I've read Atlas Shrugged 7 times. I've read every word by that woman that she's ever written numerous times. And of all this time, I did not know that about Eric Worre, that he was a devotee of her too, which is pretty doggone cool. To think that he bought 100,000 of those copies in 1993, here we are, a long way past that, 28 years. But Eric Worre was doing that stuff in 1993 to become the man he is today. And one of his proteges, Lisa Grossman's on here, it just never, ever, ever stops if you're just creating greatness, pushing it forward, not taking credit for it. Right, Kyle?
Absolutely. No, you never, you know, you don't have to worry about when you do good things or give it coming back directly from the person you did it for, right? When you do good things, it's planting seeds. It's always going to have a harvest. And it's when we don't get too caught up in how or when or where, but we understand the spiritual principle of giving. And, you know, again, that's why I love Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn was not a tactically based speaker. He was a principle based speaker. And principles don't change. You know, tactics change with technology, but principles never change. And I was a principle-based marketer, meaning like the whole thing about the wheel is very different than a funnel. And so my whole thing is get someone on the wheel and build a relationship with them. And over time, occasionally give them something to say yes to. And Jim was a principle-based speaker as well. And it was really special. And I'm attracted to principle-based people, you know, and in business principle, people that know how to build principle-based businesses, because guess what? It's smart. They compound over time. People out hunting, right, they're starting over every day, but those that are out fishing and farming have a compounding, that's what, you know, working with Jim just allowed us to build something that compounded over time.
It's crazy stuff to me how you guys are able to spot those kinds of people. You know, I look at Larry Thompson and his story about starting at the same time way back when, 50 years ago, with Jim Rohn in that room and Bill Bailey and all these guys that you recognized as great and basically stood behind them, let them take the credit and push them out into the public, whether you had exclusive deals or not. I mean, I just think that's so admirable because so many people, including myself, are so doggone. What about me? And that's horrible. And I love guys like you, but I'm just not. I can't do it. I'm too much. I'm too insecure or something. We got to take a break. We'll talk about this. Write that down, Adrian, so we can remember. This is the Genesis Communication Network, the Network Marketing Leadership Show. KyleWilson.com. Go there during the break. We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says the economy is looking up after the March jobs report came out on Friday. The U.S. has added over 900,000 new jobs He told Americans, this is just the start of what's to come.
We still have a long way to go to get our economy back on track after the worst economic and job crisis in nearly a century.
He spoke before he left for the Easter break. He'll be spending the holiday in Camp David. Many people are also planning on traveling over the weekend, and there's some new relaxed coronavirus guidelines. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
Officials say if you haven't been vaccinated, do not gather for Easter Sunday. This is USA Radio News. In Minneapolis, testimony in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, who's charged in George Floyd's death. The jury heard members of the Minneapolis Police Department. One was Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman, who is head of their homicide division. The prosecutors asked him,
have you ever, in all the years you've been working for the Minneapolis Police Department, been trained to kneel on the neck of someone who is handcuffed behind their back in a prone position?
No, I haven't.
A man accused of opening fire at a Southern California business complex, killing four people, including a child, and injuring three others, has now been charged with four counts of murder and could face the death penalty, according to prosecutors. The Orange County District Attorney's Office says Aminadab Gonzalez faces four felony counts of murder and one felony count of attempted murder. Also, two felony counts of attempted murder of a police officer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And we're back. This is a long segment, so Kyle will actually get to talk a little bit. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show, and, you know, this guy is unbelievable, everybody. If you didn't go to kylewilson.com, you're making a big mistake. He's going to give something away at the end of the show for free, so make sure you stick around for that. I'd love to tell you what it is, but I'm not going to. But you're going to love him even more. Kyle, take it away. What did you wear? Where were we? Did you write it down, Adrian?
Well, I wouldn't mind picking back up on the contact management and just saying this. I used to say who it is. I'm not going to do it anymore. But there's a friend of mine, really big in the personal development space, and they had 5 million people on their Facebook business page. And they would post, and they'd get 100,000, 150,000 likes. And I'm like, you know, I sold my company. So people that don't know the rest of the story, I talked about building the million plus list, selling millions of books, but I sold it all in late 2007. your success story, jimrohn.com, all those. I sold it to the people that were buying Success Magazine. So I was retired at the time, and I told my friend, that's amazing, but I don't really ever see you do any posts to actually get people to raise their hand to get on your email list. He goes, no, I don't want to ever sell anything. I said, well, you do know MySpace went out of business. Like, you don't own that list. So if I was you, this is how I would do it. And I have a big client that's got the biggest podcast, and I'm coaching them. You don't own your podcast list either. So you always want to make sure occasionally you're giving your audience a chance to raise their hand to get something and to get them on your email list. And so with that in mind, they did not take my advice. Now they get, same 5 million people, they get about 300 likes or 100 likes because Facebook changed their algorithm time after time after time. And guess who owns Instagram? Our friends Facebook. So here's the thing. If you have a podcast, if you have an email list, if you do events, don't take for granted that you don't own any of that. The one thing you do own is your email list. The only person I know that says don't email is Gary Vaynerchuk, but everyone else says email your list. And yeah, it's harder than ever, and Gmail's making it harder. Everyone's making it harder, but that's okay. It's still the only thing you own. And so I coached a 3-time Grammy winner millennial who's massive, and he started a songwriter course. And we did a lot of different, you know, we walked through everything, and he told me later, he said, the one thing I listened, I didn't argue with you, but I just like, Kyle's wrong, is this email list thing. Because he said, my clients, my prospects were actually Gen Zs and millennials, but Gen Zs, surely they don't use email. And he said, the biggest shocker was all our social media, everything we did, still 85% of our sales came through the email communication. Right. Even though we have social media relationships with them, we still have to communicate by email to get, you know, to, and there's a whole, I could spend hours on this, but it's how I built what I built, you know, and it was realizing, I mean, I definitely believe in social media. I believe in leveraging all that, but you also want to cross pollinate all your lists and make sure you have access to everyone.
So were your mentors your mentor, or did you have a mentor that, I don't get it, I'm still confused. So
my mentors were my mentors, like Jim Rohn. I actually did a book, Tom, called 52 Lessons I Learned from Jim Rohn and Other Legends I Promoted. And so every chapter was either, whether it was Les Brown or Brian Tracy or Mark Victor Hansen, multiple Jim Rohns, you know, Darren Hardy's, yes, all those from the seminar business, one thing I would do is I learned from my original mentor who helped me that first year get into the business that changed my life. Jerry Haynes just literally changed my life. And then as I was going after a different type of event, I would go to events by Jerry Patt or Jack Redeker. And I would, helping them with parking. I was helping haul boxes, but I was trying to learn. I was trying to grow, and I always picked up ideas. And by nature, I'm a little bit of a contrarian, so I was marching to my own drum. I think at my core, if someone said, what's your secret sauce? It's I am a strategist, so I can take in a lot of data and try and figure out the plan I want to build. Now, this is big, based on the life I want to live. You know, I don't want to build a plan to get me that if everything went perfectly, I land where I don't want to land. And so I think that's why I was comfortable. Yes, I definitely took credit for everything I did. But Tom, on the flip side, you know, when you're getting 2,000 people in a room, every speaker's wanting to meet with you. And I didn't have the bandwidth to do both. I didn't have the bandwidth to meet with everyone that wanted to pick my brain and also put on world-class events and build an audience and be the agent for not just Jim Rohn, but also Dennis Waitley and Chris Widener and Ron White and all these others. So I did keep some anonymity. I didn't get on stage. I didn't mention me, but that was very selfish of me. And I remember feeling guilty. It's like I booked Jim Rohn in Fargo, and it's February, and he's in Fargo, you know, speaking, which he let me know, never book him in Fargo in February. And I'm in my office typing up emails to send to my list, and I'm with my family that night. I enjoyed not traveling. I enjoyed having an amazing team and building a company. based on the way I wanted to live my life and having massive, leveraging amazing speakers and authors. But it was kind of on a big design of where I wanted to end up.
So Eric Worre told us to tell one story about Jim Rohn no one's ever heard. Have you got one in the back of your mind that you can think of? And you can think about that for a half a second. I'll never forget Adrian and I went down to Dallas, and we got hooked up with Scott Schilling, Sean Murphy, Bob Bodine, all these guys, and they're all talking about you and the influence that you've had and the circle of people that you've influenced to make bigger events. And we didn't even know, really. I mean, we got hooked into that one event that nobody ended up going to, Adrian. But it did get us into the inquiry of how hard it is and how specialized and what a gift it is to be able to hold huge events. And now we're coming out of this pandemic. Do you think those days are ever coming back, Kyle? Are you looking to that, or are you going to stay more into the world of Zoom and things like that to do that?
Yeah, I don't think things are going to be the same anytime soon. And Eric Worre would tell you, you know, doing 15,000 person live event, like Eric's the master. You know, I'm way back in the day, but Eric's the guy doing it today.
Yeah.
15,000 people, the coordination, the rooms you got to guarantee with hotels. I mean, it's just crazy. You sign your life away. And then a pandemic hits and you do a virtual event. And he had 50,000 people on his virtual event. I like virtual. Virtual has been life changing. You know, we have people from all over the world come on virtual. We have my inner circles. We do them in Dallas, LA, and Philly. Well, not everyone can fly to Dallas when it's in Dallas. Not everyone flies to Philly. But with virtual, we were doing people all over the world, and everyone gets to know each other, and you don't have to guarantee rooms for a hotel. I did notice the hotel was very friendly at the event I did Thursday. They want to work with us because it's,
sure,
you know, they took a huge hit. But I don't think things are going to be the same. I look at concerts. That's going to – all this is going to be – It's a moving target. When people ask me about live events, I'm like, we'll see. Like, I don't know, but there are huge advantages of virtual right now. So Eric could, I'd love to know his thoughts on that, but, it's pretty cool when you get 50,000 people coming and they get to interact with people all over the world. So,
you know, watching him and Higdon and Grant Cardone and Tony Robbins, these guys are, they're schooling it. So Adrian, what do you got?
Yeah, I think that you're seeing the way that it's being done, and, you know, not only is it maybe not going back, but it's the same, but it's a completely different thing. And there's aspects of it that obviously are not maybe as powerful, or, you know, the energy is not quite the same as what it is at a live event, but there's, you know, the way that they are creating this sense of connectedness, you know, for like, the person who would have been in the back of the room at the big event now gets to feel much closer, I think, to the front of the room in a lot of ways, not only just because they're, you know, seeing the big screen or whatever, but they, like, the way the technology and all these things are working. I don't know what you've seen in those, you know, with Tony Robbins and some of these guys, but it's pretty powerful what they're up to. And you can see they're learning as these events progress, and it's getting even more powerful as they go along. Have you seen some of that?
But, well, you know, maybe it's personalities. For me, though, I have felt the impact with Zoom as much as I felt it with live. Now, some people that's not been the case, and I respect that. Maybe it's the fun I'm having of seeing Jeanette in L.A. and Steve in Philly and Rory in England and Robin in Mauritius. To me, it's such a joy to be able to, you know, my Victor in Canada, they can't travel yet. So I have so many cool people that some of them don't know each other because some never have left LA to come to Dallas. So it's been fun for me. I felt the emotion. There is a tad bit more intimacy when we're live, you know, because we really go there. We don't film it when we're live. And the other thing about virtual is, I mean, I have had Brian Tracy just come on for 2 hours, not sell anything and just answer questions. And Phil Collins or Def Leppard come on twice and Les Brown come on twice. And that's not going to happen every day. I've had a lot of those come in, you know, Phil's done a live inner circle at my house, but that's not something, you know, those are once in a lifetime type of things. You can't just orchestrate that. the way it's happened with virtual. So here's the thing. Tom Ziegler is a good friend. He was on my podcast. He's been part of our calls. He said, Kyle, the biggest thing is the people that say, there's some people that just want to go back to how it is. Well, that's over. We can't be thinking of how it was. We have to think of, as Tom said, where are we going? As Tom Chenault said, where are we going? And, you know, I think the quicker people can get over how they wished it was or how it was and move into where it's going, the more contentment they're going to have with what they have. Some people haven't adapted well, but I think they're also holding on to how they want it to be. And that's not happening right now. And so the quicker people are in that solution mindset, and when Tom mentioned Tony and Eric and Ray and Grant, that's where they're at. They're living in how it is today and what they can do with it. And I've seen so many people really actually maximize the past year because they immediately shifted to how it is versus how they wished it was.
Okay, so we're going to take another break here in a second. During the break, you think about a story about Jim Rohn you'd never heard before.
Yeah.
I want you to also, are you like at high schools and junior highs trying to find the next Jim Rohn? So we want to know who the next Jim Rohn is, because somebody just sent me a text saying, who's the next one? So I'm very excited about that. I don't think it's going to be me because I'm 100, but I've got a few people I'd like to nominate. But, yeah, so that's I'm almost as old as Jim Rohn. So that's very, very exciting. And we're coming back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Kyle Wilson, and Tom's little boy, Adrian. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got Kyle Wilson, and the first thing we're going to do when we get off the air is figure out how to make one of those little books about the coffee shop interview like he has done for every influencer on the planet. He is absolutely the guy behind the scenes, and he knows so much about people. So first, I think he's thought of a story about Jim Rohn no one's ever heard. So then take that away. He's probably going to write a book about it next week, but take it away. Do you have one that you can pull out of your golf bag here and tell us about, Mr. Kyle Wilson?
Yeah, I have one that I'll share. I would say there's multiple ones that I won't share that no one knows because they were personal and private. This other one, it's not that I've never told it, but, and it's a bit of a story if that's okay, but Jim was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis in 2008, and that's the smoker's disease. He had never smoked, so it really took him off guard. He passed away at age 79, and he thought he was going to live to be 100, so it really threw him for a loop, and he was super optimistic, super positive, and until it kind of hit him really hard. And I just sold the companies in late 2007, but I stayed on to help with the transition. And in 2008, Stuart Johnson, Reed Bilbray, really encouraged the idea of let's do a Jim Rohn tribute. So I can't take total credit for that. They were a big influence behind it. And, so I set up in Dallas and Los Angeles on different weekends and sent out invitations to some of Jim's peers, some of his good friends, like his accountant, people that had worked with him. So we're talking Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, Mark Victor Hansen, Les Brown, but also we're talking Larry Thompson, Ron Reynolds, Don Hobbs. It's about 50 people, John Fleming, and it was really powerful. We interviewed him for quite a while, and then when it was all said and done, and by the way, William Bailey, William was a mentor. I published his book of poems, and he was a good friend. He stayed at my house. I posted a picture of him holding my daughter when she was 3. He was spending the night at my house, and he was the one guy that couldn't make it. He was having serious health issues. So I thought, I can't deliver a tribute video to Jim Rohn without William Bailey on it. Because you hear about Schoaf, it was Schoaf and Bailey, but most of the stories were Bailey, you know, that like he was the guy. We don't have time to go into it, but I booked a flight to Lexington. I rented a car. I drove an hour and a half into the hills of Kentucky, spent the day at Bill's family farm to make sure we had Bill, and I could do a lot of Bill Bailey if we had time. We don't have time today, but just brilliant guy and amazing guy. Honored. I got to know Bill over the years, and he would speak at my events. But finally, I got the video together. And by now, Jim was staying at a care facility in Los Angeles. I live in Dallas. He lived in California. That was our big debate when I started working with him. He wanted me to move to California. And I said, no, I can do this in Dallas for a lot of reasons. And I flew out and I had a 2-hour video of all these 50 interviews. And I had condensed it down to about 20 to 30 minutes. And the 30 minutes now were just snippets of the interviews, but also a lot of Jim Rohn speaking, where he would talk about take care of your inner circle. And then I would have some inner circle people. You know, it was pretty well crafted. And so, again, he didn't know anything about this. And we're sitting there, and it is the greatest day ever spent with Jim Rohn. If you said, what is the greatest time, day, this was it. This was that moment. And there were two people, and I don't mind saying it publicly. I think it's okay. I think him and LT, Larry Thompson, they were not estranged, but they hadn't talked in a while. Things had kind of ended, you know, at Herbalife in an odd way, and they just hadn't been connected. And I remember Larry and Ron Reynolds, who is another guy Jim had worked with, but they were a little bit, not as strange, but they just hadn't connected. And Ron and LT both were sobbing in their video interviews about how Jim had changed their life. And I used to couldn't tell this story, Tom, without sobbing. And both those, so here's all, you know, here is Zig, and Zig had came with Tom because Zig had had his accident. He couldn't talk that well, but all just these amazing peers all showing up and honoring Jim and talking about this influence. But those two in particular, LT and Ron Reynolds, because there had been a gap in their communication, Jim looked at me and he goes, wow. And
healing.
I felt we'd done good work, you know.
Oh, man. You guys, you are going to love this guy, KyleWilson.com. Well, we got to go. We love you, Kyle. Thank you, man.
Anything I'm glad you guys work together. That's so cool.
Pretty funny.
It is cool. We love you, man. I can see why all of these people we love speak so highly of you. Looking forward to getting to know you better, and thanks again for being with us.
Same here. My honor. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.